For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. The Trump administration has commented on the postponed sentencing of former National Security Advisor Michael Flynn. The White House had limited reaction to what Press Secretary Sarah Sanders said was an issue of delay between the prosecutors and Michael Flynn's legal team. But she didn't back down from her contention in a tweet earlier in the day, reflecting some things that the president said, that Flynn was set upon by the FBI agents at the White House, and they were asking questions about his contacts with Russians, especially during the time of the transition. The blame then goes to the former director of the FBI.
That was inappropriate by own self-admittance of James Comey, is that the FBI broke standard protocol in the way that they came in and ambushed General Flynn.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
You knew the risks when you decided to drive drunk. There could be a crash. People could get hurt or killed. But that didn't stop you, did it? You knew you could get arrested. You could incur huge legal expenses, and you could possibly even lose your job. You were well aware of the consequences of driving drunk. But one thing's for sure. You were wrong when you said it was no big deal. Drive sober or get pulled over. This message brought to you by NHTSA.
Look, I know this isn't the first MyPillow spot you've heard. And if you don't have yours yet, what are you waiting for? MyPillow stays cool, keeps its shape all night long. You can toss it in your washer and dryer, and it's like new again. Made in the USA, comes with a 10-year warranty and a great money-back guarantee. If you don't love your MyPillow, you have till March 1st to return it. How about that? Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Buy One, Get One Free special. Use my code USA and get one free pillow when you buy one at regular price, plus shipping. That's MyPillow.com, click on the Buy One, Get One Free special. Enter promo code USA. That's promo code USA.
The White House says it now wants a deal to prevent a partial government shutdown this coming Friday. Senate Democratic Leader Chuck Schumer and House Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi both insist they're opposed to any funding for President Trump's border wall.
They need congressional approval. They're not getting it for the wall. Plain and simple. Now, where are we? The ball remains in the President's and Republicans' court to accept one of our common sense proposals.
We weren't an attractive cast either. Cindy was cute. I don't like the way I look. Lenny and Squeaky are certainly odd looking.
Laverne and Shirley star Penny Marshall has died from complications of diabetes. Marshall's guest shot on Happy Days was the launching of Laverne and Shirley in 1976. She went on to direct movies like Big and A League of Their Own. You're listening to USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
President Trump's charitable foundation has reached a deal to dissolve amid a legal battle with New York's Attorney General. New York filed a lawsuit last spring accusing the foundation of operating like an extension of Trump's businesses and political campaign. That suit will continue. A judge must still sign off on the agreement. USA Radio's Tim Berg is talking with Wallet Hub and ranking the best places to spend Christmas.
Christmas is one of the most popular holidays in the United States and also one of the most expensive, as Americans are projected to spend up to $720 billion over the holiday season. Wallet Hub did a study where they talked about the best places for Christmas celebrations. I had a chance to catch up with Wallet Hub analyst Jill Gonzalez to discuss some of the places people like spending their Christmas.
They really are all over the place. A lot of the major cities near the top of the list. Dallas came in at number 10. Then even more west, Seattle at 9, Chicago 8, Los Angeles at 7, and San Francisco at 6. So you can already see the West Coast is doing pretty well here. And then bringing it back to the East Coast for most of the top 5, Pittsburgh ranked number 5, then Atlanta at 4, New York City at 3, Las Vegas at 2, and number 1 was Orlando.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
For USA Radio News,